One community connection brought to you this morning by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move. Also by First Baptist Church and by Tallgrass Motors. And an opportunity as we get set for a school bond vote coming up on Tuesday to spend a little bit of time with, among others, Superintendent of Schools Chuck McCauley. And Chuck, before we get to the financial district matter, school starts tomorrow, right?
Yes, it's a big day. We're very excited about the kids coming tomorrow. Our teachers have all been on contract since Monday, although they've been up for weeks now, really, getting ready for the kids to come on Thursday. So we're very excited.
Anybody that thinks that teachers get a three-month vacation or whatever it is in the summertime has never spent much time around a teacher. That may have been true at one point in time, but they're busy doing things in the summer, taking continuing education type classes, or at the very least reviewing because it's a brand new textbook or whatever the case may be. David, you get some time off, but not as much as most people think.
No, that's exactly right. You know, we just had a meeting yesterday talking about our expanded STEM offerings at our middle schools, and we met with some teachers. They had to go through 3 weeks of training this summer at Oklahoma State and University of Oklahoma to be certified to teach those classes, just for an example, just like what you were talking about. So they work really hard to get ready, but we're really excited about the kids coming tomorrow. So just a couple of reminders. Wanted to make sure everyone knew that so that they plan their traffic flow in town may be a little different. Want to encourage everyone to be patient. Also to realize, especially the first day of school, parents really want to make sure their kids get there, and we understand that. So that's, traffic's going to be even more so prevalent in the morning. So be aware of that. So take some extra time. Also, you know, we're very excited to be in Central. We're going to start school at Central Middle School that's been renovated. So we'll be there tomorrow. So that's going to impact our downtown traffic. Student drop-off will be in the same place over on the west side. Our buses will be over on the Delaware side, pick up and drop off both. So just want to remind everyone to be aware of that. Our elementary school started at 8:45, our middle school started at 8:15, and our high school starts at 7:45. You know, we're, our high school last year, this is our second year as a four-year high school, which is, we're so appreciative and thankful for our community for their support, so that we do have that four-year high school, that we are in our second year of that. But just realize too, that creates some, that'll be a little different traffic flow, you know, from 7:15 to 7:45 as well.
Absolutely. And speaking of traffic, he's not here to defend himself, but I will put words in Chief Holland's mouth. The police typically spend a lot of time around school zones the first week or so of school, just to be present and make sure the drivers are as careful as they need to be. So word to the wise, drivers, parents. And by the way, first day of school, I think that's a day where parents like to take pictures of their students walking in the building, so you may find people sitting outside the school buildings longer than they normally would.
Sure, and we just want everyone to please just bear with us, just realize we do have extra traffic, because just like what you said, on the first day of school, and so if we do, and there will be some glitches, you can guarantee it, you have that, you know, you have 6,000 students and things are going to happen, so therefore we'll make adjustments as quickly as we can, so please just bear with us as we get off to this great school year.
Okay. I want to let the listeners know that our Community Connection is also being streamed live on the Bruin Bond Facebook page, and that's the topic of our conversation for the rest of the morning. Today is the final day. I've mentioned this a few times. If you need to request an absentee ballot, you can still do that by 5 o'clock this afternoon, or, of course, in-person absentee voting starts tomorrow at the County Election Board office.
That's right. We really encourage, my big input at this point is, we really just want to encourage people to go vote. To if they have any questions about it, you know, bruinbond.com, there's all kinds of information there, from FAQs to any specific questions about projects or where the money will be spent or how it's going to be spent or how we got to this point. But mainly, we just want people to get educated and get out and vote. So you can vote early tomorrow and Friday, Thursday and Friday. Mm-hmm. There's early voting. And then, of course, on Election Day on Tuesday.
Correct. Chuck, let's just back up in time a little bit. When this all came to a vote of the board who presented this issue to the voters, they had some reasons as far as why they're presenting this bond issue to the voters, right?
Absolutely. You know, this is something when I was very blessed when the board named me the incoming superintendent in March, and I had a very detailed 100-day plan how I was going to spend my time. And I can tell you that having a bond issue election in August was not in my plans. However, I knew it was going to be a tough budget year. However, because of the state revenue shortfall, the $1.3 billion that our state had to deal with, it impacted all agencies, especially schools. And how that impacted us was our fund balance. Is at the lowest amount that it has been in years, ever since there was a shortfall back in the 90s. Matter of fact, it was up around, in terms of percentages, was around 15% just 5 years ago, and now it's under 6, which is not acceptable. That means that we won't have enough money to make payroll in December without making reductions. So what we did, we made some hard decisions. We reduced 39 positions. We have 39 fewer people working for us right now than we did a couple of months ago. Including in that group is 21 teachers. First thing we did was we reduced 3 district level administrators. Our Will Rogers School, we've gotten everyone out of that building with the exception of technology because our servers are there, but everyone else is either housed at Madison, at the high school, or at the Education Service Center. Between Will Rogers and the Education Service Center, we have 9 fewer employees combined with that. So we've done everything we can away from the classroom to protect our classes. However, when you look forward, when I think about next year, it's a scary proposition because we made some hard reductions. And so if we don't get into a better situation, we're going to have to make some further reductions that are going to severely impact our students and programs. And that's the last thing that we want to do. So therefore, we move quickly to bring forward a bond election. Unfortunately, we only have capacity to bring something forward that's going to require a property tax increase. I wish we weren't having to talk about that. However, that's the only way we can have this additional funding, this amount of funding. Locally is through a property tax increase. So we worked hard to come up with what we feel like is a minimal increase to get a big impact for students. And so that's why we move forward. If we have having this election in August, this will enable us to have some proceeds this year. As a matter of fact, in November or December, we have our first round of proceeds. So therefore, that can help our bottom line as we plan for 17-18. So once again, those 39 employees, those positions are gone. We're not talking about bringing those positions back. I mean, those are gone.
This year, at least.
That is correct. Well, even next year, I'm hoping just to be able to retain the folks that we currently have left. I mean, that's why we're talking about having this bond issue, and we feel like this can help protect up to 15 teaching positions in our district. So that's why we move forward on this. We think it's something to for our community to be aware of, and so that we'd have the opportunity to have some local control, because the other option is we can just sit back and wait and see what happens with state funding. And I haven't seen any indication to believe that it's going to be any better in the future.
I think that's what I'm hearing from the legislative team as well. And just reading between the lines, you said this was your only mechanism in that you are limited by state law. There are no other options as far as sales tax or something like that.
That is correct. This is the only thing that, in terms of this bond issue, that the local property taxes, it's the only thing that we have local control over, where folks in our community can help our schools directly.
Okay. We have a couple of representatives from the Bruin Bond Committee in the studio, but before we hear from them, we'll take a break and continue in just a moment on K1.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
Continuing our community connection this morning on K1 and talking about the bond issue that is up for election, I have Bond Bennett, teacher and coach for the district, and also Jack Williams back in the studio. Jack, you're getting to be a radio professional in here. Nice to have you back in.
It's nice to be back here. It's great to be on the radio.
Well, thank you very much. Jack, as a student who will be, at least for the remaining time you have in Bartlesville schools, the beneficiary of what the voters would give the school districts with a yes vote, how important is this to you?
It's essential, really, to continuing to have this high quality of education that we enjoy here at Bartlesville.
And by high quality of education, I wanted just to expand on that a little bit, because the teachers that are here this year are already excellent teachers. How will this improve the education that you get?
All right, so really this is about, to some degree, enabling those teachers to, teach to the full ability of what they're able to do, right? So if teachers don't have updated textbooks, they're not going to be as effective. If they don't have access to technology that's necessary for the assignments that they want to assign or to do the sorts of things they want to do, they're not going to be as effective. It's about making the teachers more effective, because they are already excellent teachers and they know the material and they know how to teach it, but it's allowing them to teach in the way that they want to, really.
And by that, I think that anybody that has seen today's student compared to whenever they were a student, for the vast majority of our listeners this morning, there was no such thing as a cell phone or texting or a tablet or, for that matter, anything other than computers that we fed with 80 column punch cards that probably were available when they were students. Do students learn differently, in your opinion, than, say, when the vast majority of our voting public learned when they went to school?
Absolutely. I'd say that now we're becoming more and more digital, both in this classroom and outside the classroom, in the labor force, and even in our personal lives. You know, we have Facebook, we have Instagram, we have all those other things. And really, teaching strategies, to some degree, have to adapt to that so that they become more in tune with how students are used to learning material.
One of the aspects of this bond proposal would be to add digital textbooks,
right.
Textbooks as far as in MacBooks or some other electronic means, as opposed to paper with hardback books and that sort of thing, right?
Yeah, so those would be on Chromebooks, which are a lot better than textbooks for a number of reasons. Even if we're not looking at how students do learn a lot better via technology, they're a lot lighter than textbooks by a significant margin, and they're actually pretty cheap. They cost about $200, which is about the cost of two middle school textbooks. So in the long run, we're actually saving quite a bit of money through this.
And I assume if there was an update to the textbook for the following year, that would be like we update any other software.
It's right, any other software. It's just you download it and you're good to go. You don't have to change out your books. You don't have to do all these other things.
Bond Bennett joining us this morning, and as a teacher, as someone who interacts with the students, again, I think that I've seen some comments on newspaper articles and things, Bond, from people who probably went to school in the decades when you and I probably were in school, that we learned just fine. Why can't these people do the same thing?
Right, and that's a good question, but I would say that from a teacher perspective, the kids in this town do their part. That's what you people have to understand. We have some of the greatest kids that you're going to find everywhere. They're smart, they're talented, they're athletic, they're artistic. They leave here and they're able to go out and be very productive in the world. They do super in the world. And so when you lose that, if we run the risk of our schools becoming not as good as they are, then you lose that desire for people to want to move into this town. And people have to understand that, you know, we live in a competitive world and people can choose where they live. Bartlesville is a community that sets apart from the suburban districts, sets apart from the major metropolitan areas. And people can choose not to live here. They can choose to drive in here if they want, if they're working at ConocoPhillips and that kind of stuff. So we have to we're in a competitive position against other places, and it's very important that we maintain our schools. It is critical, not just for the school system, but it is critical for the future of Bartlesville. Absolutely.
So in my words, not yours, if I were to paraphrase Ronald Reagan, they're voting with their feet.
Right, exactly. And so we've seen a little bit of that, but really what in the last few years, and really for an extended period, Bartlesville has held its own. And, you know, I feel like that the high school and the community is on the rise. This is not the time to retreat. This is not the time to give up and to throw in the towel and say, you know, we're not going to try to improve anymore. This is a time to give the gas. And this bond issue, I think really it's critical to the future of this town. Because, again, if you have a good school system, you have people moving in, young families moving in, that improves the value of your home, that improves the sales tax number, which, again, helps the city functions, the fire, the police. A rising tide lifts all boats. And so, we're making a decision here today. Are we positive for Bartlesville, or are we giving up? And I think the community needs to be positive for Bartlesville.
This bond issue is different in one sense than other bond issues where the board has kind of stayed at a level millage rate. This actually would increase millage rates to some degree, right?
Right. It does increase the millage rate some, but several things about that. People, and I've heard people say that, you know, the school system needs to just tighten its belt. Well, we've gone beyond that. We've tightened the belt, you know, so far that we can't breathe anymore. You know, we haven't cut the fat, we've cut the muscle, we've cut the bone, we've cut the arm off. You know, so we are down to the point now where it is critical in that regard. People have to understand that part of the reason why we are in the state we are at the state level, the financial position at the state level, is that they have cut the income tax quite a bit. So again, next year the average tax cut for the average citizen is going to be about $85, okay? The average cost of this bond issue is only $35. So the taxes are going down. People want to, you know, this is a conservative town, politically a conservative town. People want less taxes. You're getting less taxes overall. The tax rate is going down. What people, and particularly conservative people, need to understand is it's about local control, where those tax dollars go. And so you know that in this regard, the taxes you're paying on this increased millage is going to your kids in your town. And that, you know, and so that is a very conservative principle, a very, you know, fiscal responsible way to approach things.
I have someone who has covered the board for nearly 20 years here. The amount of money coming into Bartlesville schools and local schools in general from the state, this is not a sudden, well, this is a sudden decline, but this is a pattern of the last about 10 years or so, dating back to, say, when the school chose to close Oak Park or did some other things due to less money, right?
Right. So, again, we're not talking about, not only are we getting less money, but you got to understand there's inflation. So we're getting less money in real dollars, not even inflationary dollars. So we're getting much less money. We have an increase in our student population. You know, so our student population's up maybe 4-5%. And then we have less employees. So we've, you know, again, we laid off 39 positions, 21 of them teachers. And so we're in a situation where we've tightened the belt a lot. And we're at a point where it's critical that we stop where we are and start building back up for this community.
We'll take a final look at this proposal in just a moment on K1.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Continuing our time on a community connection this morning, a couple of parts of this proposal. First of all, there are two questions, right? One having to do with educational facilities, the other because by state law, transportation issues are a separate issue.
Right, so that doesn't confuse people to understand what you're doing. Yes, there will be two questions.
And part of it, let's cover the transportation issue first. It's always a need for school districts to update their bus fleet, and Bartlesville has some pretty old buses.
Right. So I think the number is about 40 buses in total that they have. Lately, they've been just replacing one bus a year, one, maybe two buses a year. So it doesn't, you know, you don't have to be a mathematician to figure out that some of these buses are really, really old. You know, I like to say that the most of the bus fleet is old enough to vote themselves, and so they're that old. You've got certainly, when we take a bus ride, the bus is older than every kid on the bus. And so, you know, these buses are old. And we've had instances, you know, problems. Again, the classic one was that, you know, we took the state track team, you know, to the state meet. And then, you know, out on I-44, the bus, you know, breaks down. We're out there for 3 hours, you know, stranded at a bus stop with a bunch of, you know, high school girls, which is never, you know, what you want in a bus. Multiple times I've had the bus, you know, good for it, will continue to move forward, but will, you know, go to like 45 mile an hour maximum. You know, you're going down the highway, you're just thinking, you know. So it's one of those deals where it's not if the bus is going to break down, is it going to break down going to the meet or coming home? Yeah. You know, and so.
And Bond, one other item. There are other items that are on this proposal, and we've talked about the technology. We've talked about being able to bring people into the classroom, because you're taking items that are bondable, property type items, and putting them on this bond issue. Property items like a locker room.
Right. So people need to understand that we're not building a lot of new stuff. We're just taking care of the stuff we have. So we are doing some renovation on some of the locker rooms. And what's happened is, when we consolidated the school from a junior and senior high school to a ninth grade up high school, we updated the classrooms, but did not update a lot of the locker rooms facilities. Nope. And so, and again, a lot of the high school was built in 1939. So, I mean, it's old and things. And so almost all of it, the emphasis is on safety and on cleanliness. We're trying to make the locker room safe, electrical, plumbing, and then clean. A lot of it has, just stuff that has grown, because, it's just very, very old. Sure. And so we have a lot more participants because we have this, and any more also. We have, a lot of girls play sports and the like. And so we have a lot of athletes and a lot of people. And so all we're doing is keeping the facilities that we have safe and clean.
I've seen the billboards, and I've seen it on the website, and I wanted to get back to the central message that I believe you're trying to say. A small investment, in addition to the property tax dollars that people are already funding, will make a significant difference.
Right. So, again, any kind of tax increase people want to look at closely. The voters of Bartlesville are smart, and they do look at every issue, and they want to make sure that the money is spent accurately. But again, this is comes down to about 10 cents a day on the average property owner in this town. And so that is a small amount of change for a big difference. It affects a lot of kids, and it really affects the future of Bartlesville.
For either you or Jack, if people need more information, because while I think we covered a lot of ground, there's a lot of ground we didn't cover. Jack, where can people go for more information?
Right, the website is bruinbond.com, and right there on the front page, they have a PowerPoint that has everything that we just covered and even more about the specifics of the deal and the finances of it, and that's a really good website.
And again, will this benefit you this school year?
Absolutely. It's necessary.
Final parting comments before I give it back to the superintendent. What would you ask the voters to do?
Vote yes. And yes on the two questions.
Thank you very much. And Chuck McCauley, one more thing in case people missed it at the first part of our program. School starts tomorrow.
Absolutely. So please be aware of that. Your traffic flow is going to be a little different in town, because we will have we'll be starting tomorrow, including we'll be back in Central Middle School, which we're very excited about. And one other clarifying point I wanted to mention about the property tax increase. It is $36 per a $100,000 home. So that's how that rate is figured. So yes, so we're very excited about the start of school tomorrow, and I really encourage everyone to get out and vote, either vote early Thursday and Friday, or on Tuesday on Election Day.
Thank you very much. Again, that's our Community Connection this morning on K1. Chuck McCauley, Bond Bennett, and Jack Williams joining us this morning for our Community Connection. Community Connection on K1 brought to you this morning by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
Hi, this is Rod McElvain, pastor of Grace Community Church. Is it possible that the God of the universe is interested in our work? The writer of Proverbs